Gemarte enda perik eis mekaimim. Daf nun zayin on the base teaches us a Pesach. What we learned in the Mishnah Pesach in a nechel alat chatzoyus. Ask the Gemara man Tana, who is the Tana of this Mishnah of our Mishnah who holds the Pesach to be eaten only till chatzoyus? Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. He represents the opinion of Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. The Tanya Rabbi Loza ben Azariah oimen nemakan. The Tosuk says regarding the coming Pesach in Mitzrayim b'layla hazeh v'nem lahalim by Makas b'choyris. It says, Vavati Be'etz Mitzrayim B'Layla Hazeh. Ma'ala Halon, just like Max Becharis, we know was at Chatzos. Afkan here too, Karim Pesach may only be eaten at Chatzos. Omale Rabbi Kiva says to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, V'aloi Kva Nemra, doesn't it say regarding the Karim Pesach, V'achalta Moisa B'Chipozoin, which seems to teach us that you could eat it at Shas Chipozoin, which is till the morning. That's when people go. Imke Ma'ata Meloimer, what is Rabbi Kiva going to do with Melai Lazer? Shiochel, Shie, Kikola Kotchim, Necholim, Beyoim. Like all other kabbonis, as soon as you bring it by day, you may already begin eating it. Tameloimer, Belaila, Belaila, Ye Nechol, and only may be eaten at night, Veina Nechol, Beyoim. Ask the Gemara, Amalei Abaya, Umemai, Jebelos, Ben Azariah. The Raisa, what makes you say that the reason for Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is that midaraisa you can't eat the Karim Pesach after Chatzos? The reason is midrabbanan, as we've mentioned many times, as the Gemara says at the beginning of Masechet Brachos, that all kabbonis that may be eaten all night long should be eaten until Chatzos laharchik min aveira. Says the Gemara, im kain, if all the Tana means is only in Issa Drabonin, my El Ad Chatzos. What is the Tana use the wording El Ad Chatzos? Not like it did, not like the Tana used in all the other Mishnayos, where it just said Chatzos. Ela Kihosam. The Pasuk, the Torah wants the Tana wants to stress with the words El Ad Chatzos, just like it used the words Elalim Nuyov, and just like it used the words Elatzli. Ma Hosam, the Loch of Menuyov, the Loch of Tzli is a din daraisa. Af Kanami, here too, the din of Chatzos is a daraisa. And indeed, if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, it's a machlokes Rishonim, who we paskin like. And if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tov Ayin Zayin, Sif Aleph, Lacha gemar kol asuda, oichu mimatza shmura, tachas hamapa kezayis kol echad zeich lepesach anechla ala soiva, v'yuchlenu besoiva, baseiva, v'lo yivorech alav, v'yezor aloch lekoidim chatzos. That you should eat the Karim Pesach before chatzos. And the bia halacha, on this halacha, says that since there's a machlokes rishonim in our Gemara, if the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, we may only eat the Karim Pesach until Chatzos, or the halacha is like Rabbi Kiva, and you could eat it until Alois HaShachar. So, therefore, says the Bi'ur halacha, if Chatzos has passed, certainly you should eat the Chatzos, you should eat it. But if you haven't even eaten Moitzi Matzah before Chatzos, you shouldn't make a bracha. Safak brachas lahakal. And Arches Chaim says the same thing is regarding the Agadah. That if you did not say the Agadah before Chatzos, you could say it after Chatzos. But the bracha that we say at the end of the Agadah, v'shagalonu, we should not say, because the halacha of saying Sip Yitzias Mitzrayim Ebesor Shematzu Morim Menachem Lefenecha, and after Chatzos, where we're learning there is no longer a Chiv Matzah Morim, there may no longer be a Chiv Sip Yitzias Mitzrayim, and therefore it shouldn't make the bracha Safak Brachas Lahakal. The Mishkan's Yaakov, on the other hand, says we know that in the Agadah, we repeat the story about the Tanoim who was sitting and speaking about Yetzias Mitzrayim Kol HaLaila. Amongst those Tanayim were Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Gamliel was there, who was the Nasi, and we see that they spoke at Yetzias Mitzrayim all night long. We just quoted the Aruch Haschaim that says the mitzvah Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim is only applicable as long as the mitzvah of matzah is applicable. So we see that we can make the bracha, we could the day paskin, that we could say Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim all night long. And in fact, our Sameach, instead of saying Safak brachas lahakul, he says Safak deraisa lachumra. And since the chiyuv of eating matzah is a chiyuv deraisa, so even though chatzos has passed, you should still eat the matzah. And the same, the chiyuv of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, says the Or Sameach, is a chiyuv deraisa. And since it's a chiyuv deraisa, Safak deraisa lachumra, and therefore even though chatzos has passed, say Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then he takes it a step further. He says that once there's a chiv, because of Safak deraisa l'chumra, automatically that extends that you should also have to make a bracha, because the bracha is connected to the chiv of the mitzvah. The Gra, on the other hand, says that even if we, as we just learned in our Gemara, we have a machloikus, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Kiva, if the mitzvah is only to chatzos, the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, or the mitzvah is kol halayla, in the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, he says, the Gra, that it doesn't change what we've learned, as I said early in the shiur, that there's a halacha by all kabbonis that you should bring the carbon, that you have to eat the carbon till chatzos, kedei laharchik adam min aveira. That concept, which we find by all kabbonis, should apply even according to Rabbi Kiva. And therefore, the Gra wants to suggest that even Rabbi Kiva will agree, everybody will agree, that you have to eat the afikarbon before chatzos. And in fact, the Bi'ur Halacha that I mentioned quotes that Gra. The Tzlach disagrees. He says that even though normally, indeed, there's a klal of kedei laharchik adam min aveira, and by all kabbonis, even though the kabbonis may be eaten all night, there's halacha, you should eat them till chatzos, before chatzos, kedei laharchik adam min aveira, says the Tzlach, that's by all kabbonis, as our Gemara just mentioned, where the halacha is that you're allowed to eat the carbon by day. So you have the balance of the day after you brought the carbon, and you have all night to eat the carbon. You have all night. However, says the Tzlach, by carbon Pesach, as our Gemara just mentioned, you can't eat the carbon Pesach by day. So therefore, the Harchoka that Chazal made to eat the carbon Pesach before Chatzos, Kedei lahachik di or kabbonis before chatzos, kedei lahachik adam ravera, was not a hachaka that Chazal instituted by the carbon Pesach, because they didn't want to limit so dramatically the amount of time you're allowed to eat the carbon Pesach. There's also famous eitzah given by the Avnei Nezer, Shal Shuvas Orachaim Simon Shin Pei Aleph. He says that if according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you have to eat the Karm Pesach by Chatzos, after Karmen by Chatzos, after Chatzos you're allowed to eat matzah. So he says what you should do is that if somebody sees that he's not going to make Chatzos, what he should do is he should eat a Kazayis matzah and make the following tonight. If that looks like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, I'm eating this matzah for afikoymen, But there's a very important point to be made. As soon as you eat that kezayis, you're not allowed to eat anything until chatzos anymore. Because halacha is emaftir and acha pesach afikoymen. So if you be mekayim mitzvahs afikoymen with that kezayis, fine. But now you can't eat until chatzos. And then you can eat your suda. And after your suda, eat another kezayis afikoymen. And you'll be yoytzel chaladeis. If the halacha is like was ben Azaria, that you have to eat it by chatzos, you did eat before chatzos, and if that and after chatzos, you're allowed to eat whatever you want. And if the halacha is like Rebbe Akiva, that the zman is at shi'ala murashacher, so you yoytzel with the second kezayis, the mitzvahs afikoyim. And it's famous that the Briskerov was very mishabeach this eitzah given by the Avnei Nezer. Ramosha and has a problem with the Avnei Nezer. He says that if we follow the opinion of the Gra that we just quoted, then according to Rukiva, you can't eat after Chatzos either, and therefore you really haven't accomplished much. There's also a machloikis ha'achroinim, Ramosha Sternbach Shlita, and the Shalas Chuvas and Hagis, Chelik Bey Simreish Lamates, if it's better to verbalize the Tanai that the Avnei Nezer suggested, or is it better, that's the opinion of Ramosha Sternbach Shlita, versus if it's better not to verbalize the Tanai, that's the opinion of Rav, of the Meches Yitzchak, in Chelik Tes Simen Mem Ches. Also, the Paiskim are more lenient on the second night when it comes to Chatzos versus the first night. And therefore, even though on the first night, one, as the Shulchan Aruch said, says you have to make sure Yizar to make it by Chatzos, especially as we just learned the Sugya, Dirmnei Noyam says on the second night of Pesach, where the whole Chiv is only a Chiv, Drabonon, Yom Tov Sheni is a Drabonon, we could be more makel with eating Afikoyim after Chatzos.